Innovation Anthology celebrates discovery and the inventive spirit. With today's update, here's Charles Croucher, Canada's voice of innovation.
Dr. David Bressler is an expert in biorefining and conversion at the University of Alberta. One of his projects deals with misfolded prion proteins, the agents that cause mad cow disease. With funding from Alberta Innovates, he's developing alternatives to landfill and incineration to dispose of material from prion-infected livestock.
After hydrolysis, which is a very harsh condition, breaking the protein right down, we started playing chemistry on ways to recombine those little peptides, we call them pieces of protein, back into things like plastic or composites, adhesives, and now flocculating agents. So it's a lot of chemistry looking at how to modify it for more industrial, non-food related use. Although the material is completely safe, we tried to steer away from food packaging or anything like that. And we looked at a type of plastic that's called thermoset, which means it's actually cast permanently. And so we were looking at industrial uses, structural materials in panel boards, in wood products, kind of that safe industrial use.
Dr. Bressler's research indicates the inert recombined chemicals can also be used as flocculants to clean up oil spills and settle materials in tailings ponds. Thanks today to Alberta Innovates. Learn more at innovationanthology.com. I'm Cheryl Croucher.